We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Chris LeBlanc, and Chris is a Canadian country artist, so welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Maureen, for having me.
Good. Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, you're an independent artist, I guess?
That's correct.
Good. And where are you located?
I'm located just outside of Calgary, Alberta, in a little city called Airdrie.
Okay, interesting. So you moved there. You were originally from New Brunswick, moved out to Calgary, and is that because of the music, Chris?
Actually, my family moved out here in 1981.
Okay, great. Well, it's a good place to be, I guess. It's a little bit warmer there for the most part.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now how did you grow up with country music, Chris?
Yes, I grew up with country music, yeah. My dad was a performer.
Oh, a performer. Your dad was.
He was a bass player, singer, and he played in a lot of bands out of the East Coast, like the Reavers and the Outlaws and Flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of those, and then he continued that out west here.
And, good.
Influenced me heavily into the country music.
I guess so. So you followed in your dad's footsteps, and it's getting bigger and better for you all the time from what I've read.
Absolutely.
Good. Now, when did you know that you wanted country music to be your goal? That's your career, I guess?
Well, I was always into rock and roll as a kid. I was in everything from Motley Crue to Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. Typical.
And then when I started getting into playing and performing music myself, I had a natural country voice.
Okay.
And all my dad's pushing finally worked.
He was pushing you to do country music?
Yeah, he was always pushing me towards country music, telling me, that rock and roll stuff, that's not what you want.
Okay, I guess not.
Finally, the influence took hold, and, you know, I fell in love with the music, and, you know, the rest is history there.
Okay, so what year did you finally start putting all your efforts into the country scene?
When I finally decided that I was going to go gung-ho was probably 2007.
Okay, not that long ago. And let's see, you've already been up for a 2009 ECMA nomination, and that was for Best Country Recording of the Year. That's quite an honor.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, you must have been surprised and thrilled at the same time.
I certainly was, you know, to put my first album out and, you know, have that kind of reception for it.
Right, right. Now, you've got one album out so far.
That's correct.
Good. And that came out in 2009, I guess, then?
It came out in 2008.
2008, okay.
Yeah.
And the name of the album?
It's called Too Much Nothing.
Okay, great. Now, you're still doing singles off it, I guess, eh? Because the single right now, Set Your Heart on Fire, is that off that album?
That is off that album, yeah.
Good. Is that the second single off the album?
It's technically the third.
Third, okay, yeah, that's very
exciting. The third single released off the album.
Okay, good, and that's being well received. You said it's playing in about 10 radio stations, a lot in Ontario and Quebec, and it's only been out 2 weeks now, Set Your Heart on Fire.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
It is exciting. We really love receiving the new country music here. It's amazing how much talent we have across Canada, and it's nice to be able to showcase that.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it, too. Now, you said this particular single, you wrote this yourself, Set Your Heart on Fire. So tell us about that.
I was living down in Nashville at the time.
Okay.
I moved down there in the first part of 2007 in January. And I landed in that town not knowing a single soul.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of got off the plane and was making my way around. And I decided one of the easiest ways to start networking and meeting people, I started taking some songwriting classes down there. And this is one of the songs that I wrote while I was in the course.
Wow, okay.
And, you know, it's just a really neat little song. And I kind of wanted to capture that, you know, first-time feeling when you meet that special someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't say no.
Okay.
You want to be around the person all the time and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was aiming for when I wrote this song.
Good. Is that a song from experience, maybe with your wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, it is from experience with my girlfriend.
Good, good. That's always a well-received type of theme, too, in the country music. Everybody can relate to that.
Good. Absolutely.
Good. Now, you also received a very interesting, a special award, and that was the Dick Damron Award in October 3rd, I believe, 2009. So tell us about that award, Chris.
That was quite an experience. You know, to get that award from such a fine gentleman and such a great country, you know, performer and artist, just an absolute honor. And the people on the show and stuff, you know, I got to get up and sing with Dick Damron also got up with Charlie Pride, Julian Austin, Michelle Wright, Patricia Conroy.
Well, that's quite a lineup of big names.
He's quite an artist and quite an individual to be able to have a lot of friends like that.
Exactly, and if I'm not mistaken, you were the first recipient of the award?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell us, it's interesting about the award because you not only had to be a good singer, you had to be have gentlemanly qualities.
Yeah, I've been compared to Dick Dameron by some of the people that I know as far as, you know, my personality and the way I treat, you know, my musicians that play with me and other people in the industry.
Good. Well, that is quite an honor. That's very exciting. That must have been a great moment for you, too.
It was certainly a great moment. It's going to take a lot to top that one.
I guess so. Now, what are your plans for this spring and this summer? Anything in particular, Chris?
Well, right now I'm currently in the works writing for my new album.
Okay.
Put the new project out. I think we're going to hit the studio. We've kind of put the studio time together for about July, I believe.
Okay, that's exciting. Look forward to that album, too.
Yeah, I have Steve Fox as my producer for it.
Okay.
And Steve and I have been writing pretty heavy for it. We got 7 songs written so far.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, in the last couple of months I started writing with Julian Austin as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked up 2 or 3 songs so far, but he wants to record them.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say no there.
Okay, well that's quite an honor too, because Julian, quite a big country music name too here. That's great. So another album coming out, and are you going to be doing any festivals or fairs or anything like that this summer? Or?
We have some festivals booked up in the summer. We have, I think the first one's going to be in Red Deer, Alberta.
Okay.
Then we have another one that's going to be happening somewhere in B.C., I think it's taken over for Merritt Mountain Music Festival.
Okay.
And it was going to be called Indie Fest, but I think they may have changed the name for it.
Okay, good.
But it's to do with, there's going to be a lot of military support there and stuff.
Okay, that's nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Your single in 2009, and then Some Was Chosen for the compilation CD for the Troops with a worldwide distribution, so that's quite an honor too.
Certainly is.
Yeah, so lots of good things happening for you out there.
There's lots on the go.
There certainly is. Yeah, that's
busy.
That is great. You must have a lot of support from your family and Pride too.
I really do.
Good for you.
I have a wonderful family and some wonderful friends that really helped me through a lot of this.
That's great. Now, you have a website, www.chrisleblanc.ca, and if anybody wants, they can go to the website, find out some more information about you, and where can they purchase the album?
They can purchase the album on the website as well.
Okay.
You can also go to cdbaby.com.
Mm-hmm.
We sell it off of CD Baby as well.
Okay.
And if anyone wishes to get the CD for the Troops,
mm-hmm.
You go to www.cd4, so cd4thetroops.ca.
Okay.
And that's where you can get that compilation disc, which my song and then some is on. And the disc is entitled We Will Be There.
That's a great idea for anybody. A lot of families who have a loved one in the military. And
well, and the best part is all proceeds from that album go to benefit the troops.
That is excellent. Excellent. So you're doing good at the same time. It's a great cause there.
Well, it's nice to be able to be in a position to give back to the people who do so much for us.
It's true. It is. They do so much for us, and, you know, we really have to take the time to realize that, too.
We really do.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go, Chris?
I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show and playing the song.
Well, we really enjoy it, and certainly wish you all the best, Chris LeBlanc.
Well, thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Hotter than the sun, as she walked into the room, her fingers brushed against me and nearly burned right through. The next thing that I knew, we were dancing on the floor, and I was feeling something that I'd never felt before. She said, my set my heart on fire. As I time to rise. My fire alarm was sounding, and the flames flickered in her eyes. By the time the night was through, I'd fallen in her embrace. My heart had boiled over, it was more than this man could take. She looks at me that way. She melted away any chance of mine.